Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk to people who've been scammed.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be everybody, right? Who hasn't been scammed?
Aaron, no, literally before we went on the air, was like, I don't think I've ever been scammed.
Really? No, I don't think I have. Not Slacker or Mr. Funny Guy over there was like, every dude that you've dated, which, yes, you're right.
Because they all go, yeah, totally, LTR, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And it's like, no,
and
you
then
don't.
Never. It's
no,
always a stupid 3-month situationship.
Yep.
So if you consider that a scam, yes. Then yes.
Yes, you are the most situationship scammed human I've ever met.
Correct.
But that's just because men are pigs. And like, but it does kind of count because you believe them.
I do.
That's the whole point of a scam is like, somebody tells you, oh my God, we ordered too many of these speakers. And my boss said, just get rid of them. So I'm just sitting here in this grocery store parking
oh,
lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. I've also
Makes
got
sense.
Some cologne.
The cologne people have hit me up. It's like, you like Dracar Noir? And I'm like, what year do you think it is?
Yeah.
Well, that's the trend.
Dracar's, like the old
the
colognes
old
are
colognes,
back.
Yeah.
Mm. Shut up.
I have seen that. Yeah, you want to smell like old money. You know,
yeah.
You want to smell.
So you want to smell like Agua de Gio or whatever?
Yeah. You got the mushroom haircut, but you want to smell like.
God, that's so stupid. Well, kids, just go to King Supers and stand there and look for somebody with a duffel bag. Because they hit me all the time. If you hit the King Supers in Green Valley Ranch, if you know where that's at,
mm-hmm.
I have been offered the last four times I've been there, it's the speaker guys, and it's like I am to speaker guys in a van what Aaron is to situationships. They like seek me out. I was like, and I engage them. They're like, you like home theaters? I'm like, yeah, I do.
I do.
And then they open the van door a little farther, and it's just boxes of Bose stuff. And you're like, that's not Bose.
Those are just the boxes.
You just spell Bose, B-O-Z-E. It's not Z-E, it's S-E. I'm not stupid.
I think they are. They're scouting you out or something. They're calling each other.
Like, they do. Back. They're like, he's here. Get him. Bring the agua de Gio. There's a couple who has scammed people out of $4 million with a fake time machine.
Yeah. They claim that it could reverse your aging. It's India. So they're like, come check.
Oh, so it's not actually go back and buy Google stuff.
I do not want to victim blame, but I was thinking if you think that there is a time machine.
But if you think there's a genuine fountain of youth, just
no.
Take care of yourself and mm-hmm. do yeah. good things. It's like you're not.
It slowly turned into a pyramid scheme where they're like, why don't you tell some other people about the great work we do? And they'll be on your team. And then once you get your team set.
$1 million, you guys.
Yeah, that is a lot. That's a lot of speakers.
I don't remember how much the speakers are. By the way, they do have speakers in the box sometimes. They are legitimate.
Sometimes they do.
They're just not. They're not great. They look great because they'll even open the box. You'll look and you're like, oh, that is a speaker. Can I have that actual box? And they're like, sure. And you get home, you plug it in. It's like, it sounds like the Odyssey app. It's just like. Broken.
Don't check the other boxes. Just look at this one.
I almost fell for a scam today because I got the text that I thought was from my bank saying a charge just went through for $540 at the Apple store. And I'm like, oh my God, they screwed up because I did just order some Apple stuff, but not that much Apple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click here for the link. And it's like, isn't that your first instinct? When you get the email, I have one in my email right now that says a PayPal charge of $700 is going through to McAfee antivirus. I'm like, what? And when you click on it, if you click on it, it looks exactly like PayPal.
I've never clicked on it. But it does get you to panic.
The first step is don't click on it.
Yeah, but how do you not when it's like, they got me. It's Apple. It said
you
Chase
Bank.
You go
to your actual PayPal account.
Did.
You don't follow the link.
But Chase also...
You need to retake the security things here.
Yeah, we're trained up.
We are. Here at Odyssey. Stupid sound judgment and poor
Is there like
human
a
error.
Dating
human
one error. That they provide here?
Yes, we need to train her up on how to avoid situationships. All right, so if you've been scammed by somebody or you've fallen for a scam, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 for scammed. Or you can text in at 51059.
I'll never forget my buddy in high school. So we got kind of into shoes together. And back in the day, like we were in high school, we didn't know any better. So we're buying from fake websites essentially because we don't know any better and stuff.
Yeah.
So and we're kids. We have no money. So I remember for his birthday, he finally convinced his mom to give him some money, and it was like big money at the time. It was like over $100, you know, like Jesus. For a pair of shoes. He's finally gonna get the pair. So he wires the money.
Oh. Wired the money.
And then it ends. That's the story. He just wired the money to whomever in a different country. And he never got. And that was his birthday present. Because then his mom's like, well, that.
Where are they? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get you another present. That was so much money that you just wired across the world.
This is why you use StockX. You got to go.
I know. Yeah, now that it exists. But back in the day, we're just clicking on any website. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we talked about the last time we talked about scam, but I had a friend that went through the thing where they said, you missed a federal jury duty summons and you will be arrested unless you stay on the phone. Go get like $3,000 out of your account and then take it to the Coinstar machine at King Supers or wherever has Coinstar. And did you know you could do this? Coinstar is like...
Is that the little machine that you put all the change
in?
Yeah,
and then it like you can... turn that into Bitcoin and send it to somebody. So they're like,
you can?
Go to Coinstar, give them the $3,000 and then send it to us. And they say it's the federal whatever, but you just name your BS business federal warrant.
Again, I'm not trying to victim blame, but if the government is saying, hey, we print money, but we want Bitcoin. Are you kidding me?
Dude, you know this girl.
And she's so smart.
I don't want to say where she works, but she works for a huge company and is very high up in the company. But they were like, if you hang up, the police will be at your door. If you go to the police, they won't even talk to you about it. They're just going to arrest you because this is a federal crime you've committed.
But send Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I can't.
I agree. I want the cops. Okay, yeah, show up. Let me talk to somebody.
For sure.
But they have you believe you're going to jail.
I will meet you at a police station. I'll make it easier for you.
Because it's like Friday afternoon and they're like, if you go, we won't be able to send the federal agents till Monday. So you will spend the weekend
in
jail.
I'm sorry. Do the feds get the weekend off?
No. Yes, they do.
No, yes, no police officers on the weekends.
Yeah, it's like Jason Bourne gets the weekend off. Like, what? No.
Aaron, I swear. I'm going to get somebody to scam you because you're so...
Listen, my dating life does enough.
If you've dated Aaron and scammed her, we might give you...
Yeah. And if you know where my buddy's shoes are...
Oh, I'm sorry. Aww. We have full lines. We can't get any more calls. It's just people who've dated Aaron and scammed.
They had a good time.
You're for a good time, not for...
Not a long time.
Oh my God. Let's make the scams less sad. Okay.
Okay.
You've been scammed or you scammed somebody. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. We're looking for people who've dated Aaron and or and or just been scammed. It's not nice to admit you've been scammed, but did anybody else in the room admit? Not really. Kind of.
Yeah, I was with my friend when he got scammed, kind of, you know, like we were both,
That's not the same.
You gave him the approval, though?
Kind of, yeah. I was like, do it, man.
Yeah, get the sneakers.
Yeah, what could happen?
Ruben?
How's it going?
Scammed. What happened?
All right, so I ordered online. It was around Christmas time last year. I thought I was getting some really high-end colognes, like some Gucci colognes, and it was indeed. However, when I received the package, they were all tiny little bottles of cologne.
Oh!
So that right there was my scam, unfortunately.
They look like full-size bottle in the ad?
Exactly. Like they look like full-size bottle. They didn't look like the little ones.
Yeah.
But then when you got them, they were so tiny, like half my pinky.
Yeah. Oh, God, the real little ones, like the sample bottles. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like sample bottles. They got me with samples.
The
man.
Magazine ones. Wow.
Yeah, the weird little.
Okay.
You got ripped. How much did you spend on that?
Man, like they got me for like 100.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
Not real bright there. Sorry, Ruben.
You'll smell good for this afternoon.
Lee?
Yeah, Lee.
Scammed. What happened?
Oh, man. So somebody got a hold of. My PayPal credit, or opened up a credit card, PayPal credit card in my name.
Oh.
And it gets worse. It gets worse. So they racked that up to 10 grand.
Oh, gosh.
And it gets worse. Then they paid it off using my bank account.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
wait.
Well played. Yeah.
And so they paid it off.
I'm suddenly financially responsible.
Yeah. But then they racked it up again. So now I have $20,000 PayPal credit, and I'm $10,000 out of my bank account.
Yeah. Yeah, well played there, buddy.
It was good. And, nobody really wanted to cop to it. So my bank didn't want to pay for it. Then PayPal said, oh, it's PayPal credit. That's Synchrony Bank. So they were fighting each other. And it took me about 8 months to get the money back.
Wow.
Yeah.
But my credit got smashed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's okay. My friends at American Financing work with all credit scores.
Watch. No one actually did it. It was just him.
Don't we know somebody who went to Vegas and pretended they had a stolen credit card?
I've heard that as a move before.
Oh, so then you just like,
oh my God, somebody stole my car. You have to drive to Vegas. You can't buy the plane ticket.
Yeah, right.
You got to drive there and you got to hope you're not on camera because they're going to go, hey man, that's you.
That's too much work.
Yeah. Ellen?
Yay.
Scammed. What happened to you?
Well, I had this friend who called me and she was totally frantic. She said a credit card company she forgot she had a credit card with said she owed them $3,000. She had till Friday to pay them or else.
Oh, God.
And I could tell she was trying to get me to loan her the money, but I thought she was the one being scammed. And I told her I didn't want her to be out the money, so I told her to call one of the consumer credit counseling companies. So then about 2 months later, she told me that she had convinced her aunt and uncle to loan a friend of hers $3,000 to get her house out of foreclosure, and she wasn't making the payments to the aunt and uncle, and that was ruining her relationship.
So
with
she
them.
Wasn't getting scammed. She was scamming you.
She was
exactly.
the scammer. Oh, boy.
This is a friend of yours, Ellen?
Not the, anymore.
A friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, whoa. So that is this a bad time to ask for $3,000, Ellen?
This is probably the worst.
I just need
time.
A small loan.
Simone?
It's for Aaron.
Oh, gosh, yes?
Yeah.
Hey, scammed. What happened to you?
Hi, yes. Okay. So it was in a Denver neighborhood. I don't want to say where.
Okay.
Because I don't think this lady is a bad person. And who knows? She might be a pillar of the community. I don't know. But anyways, I'm walking in this neighborhood and this lady stops me. She's like, oh my gosh, please help me. I need to take my mom to the doctor's appointment. I'm low on gas. I just need a couple dollars. I'm like, you can just hear it in her voice and see it in her face that she just needed help. And I'm like, oh my gosh, of course. Like, yes. I think I gave her a $5 bill because that's what I had. And I was like, yes, here. She's like, thank you so much. And she just like made me feel good about it. And I was like, ah, like, okay. Like I did my good deed. And then a week later, I see the same lady, but a different guy on the street giving him the same spiel.
Mm.
And I was like, ah. And I just felt betrayed.
Well, she only got you for $5. It's not
but
like
she
you're...
undid the good deed.
No, you still.
Yeah.
You're right.
Good deed. I was like, oh, like, please. Like, I'm telling you, she sounded so desperate. And then a month later, same lady, I'm in my car. I'm with my friend. She's trying to stop me. And as soon as I saw her, I was like, nope, I'm just going to keep going.
Just run her over.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. News.
Come on, Aaron.
No.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
The best part.
This is news. Or no.
I feel like it could just end on that last. No.
But I love the Vader part.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we'll leave it. Are we leaning towards that one over the all talky one? Is that where we're at?
I like getting to sing during the intro, but I like the newsy. I like the bed, just like
the other one. The yeah. like okay,
because it makes me feel important. So it's really just about me. I like to sing and then feel important. Thank you. Good evening. big news for I'm not going to be here for a while. Is my news because Pizza Hut is extending their Book It program to all ages in celebration of the 40th anniversary. This is the only
Aaron,
time we
real
got
quick, guys. If people don't understand what news or nope is, because lately I've just been letting everything slide.
Yeah,
this story literally has zero interest to me. But like, if you think I should make it,
I
news,
don't know. I don't know. What
I don't know what a Book It program is.
I'm assuming it's the like you read a book or a certain amount of books and you get pizza.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
I
that's
mean,
it.
Who wants Pizza Hut? Domino's is a superior product.
Yeah.
Like almost anything. What? Totino's Pizza rocks Pizza Hut.
No. Come on.
You want Tostino's when you're like super hungover.
I think it's Tostino's.
What
I
is
it's
it?
Totino's.
Totino's? Sorry.
And Tostitos.
Oh, are, I can
totally
find
too similar.
Yeah.
That's the one that you want when you're like really drunk.
The Totino's?
Yeah.
The square pizzas?
Yeah.
Hell to the yeah.
Exactly.
But you can't microwave it. They
no,
suck microwave.
No, you can't.
You have to
but
put it in the oven.
But if we're comparing that to Pizza Hut, I would eat Pizza Hut sober.
No, you wouldn't. No,
I would.
Yeah. Where are you at on like Little Caesars?
Mm-mm.
But it's
just hot and ready.
They,
and that's
I know
it.
And it's ready,
it.
But like they had a commercial the other day during a football game and I was like.
I've actually, someone I think messaged and said it's a lot better.
I don't remember what it was, but they almost got me, and I was stone cold sober. I was like, damn, if that's ready right now.
Really?
It's hot and it's ready.
I know. I get it.
I love soft pretzels, and they have a pizza with the pretzel crust, and that intrigues me. But then
Little Caesars does?
Yeah, but then the sauce is like cheese. It's like the nacho cheese that's on a that you get with a pretzel.
Oh, yeah,
there's
that's
no,
so hard.
It's like, I don't want that. Yeah, that's not it. Yeah, but the Book It program, you read a book, you get a free personal
plan.
Hold
on, I haven't made my decision.
I'm just trying to... jam everything
okay,
in.
Okay, it's news because if it has
I
to do with education,
yeah.
I've never heard of this. So it's like
the Book It program. Yeah, you read it. You read a certain number of books, and then you get a free personal pan pizza, and then you get to go redeem it, and that's when you get to go to Pizza Hut as
an
8-year-old.
Do you have to prove that you read the
books?
How do you prove? You just say.
I think the parents are kind of involved.
So, I mean, I can't go. Can I go right now?
Hold on. Yeah, this is, if T-Hack is the parent
right.
to mm-hmm. mark off how many books.
Correct.
No.
Yeah, he's saying
Pizza Hut is going out of business.
Yeah, you had 18,000 books, Leo?
Leo's been busy.
No, yeah.
Yep, he's advanced.
Wait, so they're getting rid of it?
No, they're expanding it. Now, it used to be under a certain age, but now in celebration of the 40th anniversary, they're giving away 1 million personal pans. This time, readers of all ages can participate. So even you, if you want to read a little something.
Audiobooks? Does that count?
I don't think so.
Because I listen to Green Lights every, like, once a month now.
Oh, really?
It's just something about hearing Matthew
How long does an audiobook take to read?
Just like podcasts, not that anybody wants to listen to this podcast any faster than it is, but I listen to like audiobooks at 1.5 or 1.6 or something.
Oh, okay.
So I never speed it up. I need to.
You have to.
Yeah.
I always forget about it.
Oh my God, it's so much better.
Well, you can always get our podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does the Odyssey app work again or no?
It's there.
Okay. What do we give people if they listen to X number of podcasts? Every once in a while, we had like a Gaga giveaway or something for if you were.
It's like you get an entry for every hour that you're listening.
Yeah. Okay. There's, Sabrina Carpenter tickets, I believe, right now going on.
If you listen to us.
If you listen, for an hour. But you got to stream it live.
Only if you
though.
Listen to us, though, right?
Yeah.
None of the
just
other shows.
Us.
Just this show.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was decent.
This, Justin, I have unlimited power.
What? Hold up.
It turns out that caffeine gives a higher tolerance for pain. And being a ginger, I already have a high tolerance. It's proven.
Hold on. Is that true?
It is.
Why do gingers have?
Because red hair is technically a genetic mutation and the pain genetics or whatever, it's in the same genome or whatever. I don't know. Why did you just throw a remote at me?
I'm going to see if it hurt.
No.
It didn't even remotely hurt.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, hit her. Punch her.
We could. I honestly think that I could.
You could handle a punch from T-Hack.
Yeah.
Well, anybody could handle a punch from me.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
My son's a black belt.
I think if we were to try to figure out. No, like the ice challenge.
My son's read 18,000 books this summer.
The ice challenge meaning what?
Stick your hand in a thing of ice, whoever can last longest.
I think
I'd crush you guys.
I'm looking at buying an ice bath as part of my, we talked about it the other day where I'm getting all woo-woo and I bought a grounding mat and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about buying an ice bath and I think we could do that challenge.
Okay, I'm down.
Whoever can last in there the longest.
T-Hack, that means we get to go to his house.
No, yeah. I'll bring it in here.
Yeah, I'll bring the pizza.
All right, that was a decent one, Aaron. Congrats.
Thanks.
Good evening. A story that hits close to home in a couple of ways. A couple of Office fans here. Well, Jenna Fisher, otherwise known as Pam.
Yep. Oh, this is news.
Pam,
this
Pam,
is
Pam. This is.
Oh. Yeah. She announced that she had a battle with breast cancer. Thankfully, now she is cancer free. But she came out and opened it in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So,
are we doing anything for that?
No.
What we really need to be doing something with that.
Yeah, I mean, asked to. And
I know, and you have
things
a,
just
I mean,
like
your sister,
fell through the cracks.
All right, well, by next October, we're going to be...
We'll have something put together by then.
I have some pink shoes I've been thinking about wearing. I don't know.
Wear those. Be like NFL or
anything,
something. But like, we need to be... Like, if you have a breast cancer charity you want us to get involved with, if there's still time, text us at 51059.
Yeah.
Erin, I mean, lost her sister. I've got friends who had the battle. Like, let's
do
something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more.
Good evening. We all love Spirit Halloweens. But it turns out that there's going to be some Spirit Christmases. They are going to turn.
No, they're not.
They're going to turn some Spirit Halloweens into Christmas stores in November.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
No, they're not.
They are. I'm hyped.
Can't be hyped.
I'm excited too. I just went into a Spirit Halloween last weekend for the first time in years. And I always thought they were like, I don't know, a little more
ratchet?
Seedy. Yeah, that's ratchet.
Not anymore.
But not at all anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like a department store.
No, it's not.
It's
huge.
It's nice. There's different areas. No. Everything's like signed and labeled.
It's a failed, what is it? It's a failed something. It's like a failed Bed Bath & Beyond or a failed.
Any store that's closing
that
in like August.
Yes.
Spirit Halloween is like, we're going to take it over.
Let's go. And there's a reason that store failed because no one wants to go there. And then you put another store where like.
Where it's only there for a month.
And now it's going to be there for 3 months. Yeah,
I was impressed though. I was genuinely impressed. Like they had a lot of selection, a little pricey, but like tons of, it was, I felt safe in there. I didn't feel spooked out or anything.
I was going to say the only Halloween store that is close to my heart is Reinke Brothers.
Yeah.
But you are such a wuss,
He would not be able to handle it.
Oh my God, there's big scary statues inside. All right. Well, we're still doing our Halloween thing, right? I
haven't gotten an update, but yeah.
I
should ask.
Okay. I just want everybody to know that by next week, we're going to do it. But I read the texts, and T-Hack does not have to be involved.
Yeah.
What? No, I'll do one.
We're not going to force you to do any. That's what we mean.
Okay. You'll just make me feel like crap if I don't.
Yeah. We're going to drop you off with some books at a Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Five,
you are one. Just... Aaron... I want you to be the poster child for the failure of the American education system.
Here I am. You,
there's a story out, that, and when I read the headline, I'm like, it is, every once in a while you read something and you're like, this is egregious. They're just, it's a slow news day and they just needed something. And they're saying, the Gen Zs don't think if you spend cash, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
For some reason in their head, they're like, it doesn't count. I'm like, unless you've had a traumatic head injury, like wait, if you're at a store, okay, I want to get this straight.
Okay.
You're a Blackhawk girl. No. You're at a store.
What's really embarrassing is I have been looking forward because I love Target, and I've been planning this Target trip, and I know I have cash in my wallet, and I'm going to use it, and it's not going to count, and it's going to be a wonderful Target trip.
So you're sitting there at Target, and you're like, can I afford this? No, I can't. How should I? I don't know. And you open your wallet and there's money in there. Like, now you can afford it because it's free to you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God it's free. What a relief.
Normally, TX, you and Aaron sort of align, your cycles kind of align. You are with me, right? This is the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
I am with you. And I've heard this before. People say like, oh, if it's cash, it doesn't count. And I don't know if it's because I'm a millennial or what, but to me, cash counts more. Like it feels...
Because you had it.
I have it in my wallet. Now I'm giving it to you. Now I no longer have it in my wallet. I'm missing that cash. I'm feeling that way more than the card. When I swipe the card, just, I don't know, just...
I went through the phase of when I first got a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
And like, when I was young, my parents did not support me as a musician. They just didn't. So like, I had pawn shop guitars or whatever. I got out of my parents' house, got a credit card, and I'm like, I'd go to a music store and like, yeah, that's an $1,800 Ibanez. I'm like, okay. And it was like, I got to, like, it was free. You just hand them this thing and there's no muss, no fuss. I was $80,000 in debt.
Wow.
A credit card debt. So, I had eight, because I believe the exact opposite of you. Because it's like, there is... Nothing happened.
I gave you a card and you gave the card back.
But now
every bank has an app and you check your account, I check my account daily so I can see how much
I have.
Can't
you see your wallet daily?
I mean, yeah, but I don't look. And so when I find $20, I'm like, oh man, it's a free $20. What am I going to spend this on?
It looks like the American education system has been failing for a long... You were failed too. You've been doing it wrong.
Honestly.
Like it's been going on forever.
I got real lucky and didn't get busted for doing the illegal thing of kiting funds. Did you ever do that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Like Discover Card would like go, hey, open an account and here's a bunch of checks. And you're like, okay. So you take those checks and you pay your Visa card.
Oh, yikes.
And Let them fight it out.
That bought you a month.
Oh my gosh.
And then you take a cash advance on your Visa and pay your Discover card. It's called kiting funds.
Wow.
And it's completely illegal. And I did it for...
Visa, Discover, you guys know each other. You guys just work it out.
Handshake, just keep passing it around.
I'm just a middleman.
I literally did that for a long time.
Wow.
Until
you know, okay, speaking of how... I know I'm not alone. I recently learned that you can negotiate your debt.
What do you mean?
You can like call. I don't.
Oh yeah, other people can. You can't.
Right.
I think you could try, but like, there's other people who are real good at it.
That's wild. Why?
If you want to go buck wild and just get yourself like into like the kind of credit card debt I was in, eventually the credit card companies are like, we can either get nothing. Or we can get something. So you have like this third party call them and go, hey, listen, we know that she owes you 80. But like what happens is they still kind of want their money. They just don't want the interest. Because they just start, credit card rates are compiling at like 22% interest. That's why if you're a homeowner, you should talk to my friends at American Financing. Mm-hmm. No, but like, so they're like, all right, we'll knock all that vig, the juice that's been running. But yeah, you can talk it down. What's your debt looking like right now?
Well, it looks like I can give him a call to someone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay, what?
You need to change your attitude.
Why is
Hold on.
Like,
no, okay. No. We've been ganging up on T-Hag.
No,
we need to stop.
Okay, but Aaron, can we admit he's being really weird right now?
I'm just trying to bring some joy to the room. Everyone's so...
We didn't even know if you... We immediately thought it was going to be something dumb. That's not okay.
I said something dumb? I take that back.
If you don't understand how this show works, get in line. Neither do we. But like, sometimes we know what we're going to talk about, and sometimes the song is fading, and we're like, oh my God, and TX, like, I got something.
He says, I have a personal, and our eyes just roll to the back of our heads.
Well, but we didn't have any time to refute it, so we, like, the mics come on.
That's my move.
He sits up in his chair and smiles at me. Now, I don't know.
Wow, that's so friendly.
Well, and also, it's so radio. Like, nobody knows that you were smiling at me.
I'm trying to get you to smile. Just relax.
So that was for me to smile. But how is this?
It was very much the Chandler smile.
But can you explain to me how, like, the listeners can't tell. Okay, ready, guys? Everybody make a different facial expression on the count of three. And then the listeners will have to text into 51059 what facial expression you think we're doing. 1, 2, 3. I didn't even guess Aaron's. It's a facial expression. You didn't need your fingers, weirdo.
There are fingers coming out of his mouth above his head. There was so much going on.
It's my go-to. It's the rabbit.
Okay.
Spoiler. That's what I did.
So you did. You did fingers out your...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you hear that?
We don't have time for his personal.
We don't.
I'm trying to just show you guys that even though you poo-poo what I'm saying, it's not going to bring me down. I'm smiling, and we're going to do the dumb thing I wanted
okay,
to talk
so whatever
about.
You had planned, we're going to start over.
Okay.
And we're all going to... Ready, Aaron?
Let's yeah. smile.
Go ahead, Tiak. This
okay.
is great.
Well,
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
I've said before one of my favorite quotes, and you've repeated it a couple times. Good news, bad news, who's to say?
I love that quote.
Right? It's kind of like no matter what happens, is it good, is it bad? Wait and see. Who's to say?
It's literally become life-defining for me. And I do I do think, as much as you, Aaron, is saying that I'm mean to you, I have openly told you that that was a life-changing story.
You have, yeah.
That's a great story.
Cool. Well, I thought we could do kind of a similar thing. Good dad, bad dad, who's to say?
Oh, no, bad
There's
dad.
Defining lines.
Okay, no, well, who's to say?
So, I will be the one to say.
Okay, well, I need somebody to say. So the other day, a lot of times when I get home, my wife and kids are at the park that's by our house, so I just kind of pull up to the park, meet them there as they're winding down. And then my son likes to do the thing where, like, my wife and daughter, sometimes they ride back with us, but he likes to get in my car. Because we're close enough, I let him sit in the front seat, in the passenger seat. So he's like, this is
How far is close enough?
A couple blocks. A block. Half a block.
Do you get
I don't
on
know.
Any busy streets?
No. No. Not at all.
Most I'm accidents like, happen in neighborhoods.
Oh, Aaron, stop.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
I don't know. It's something people say, but I've never been in an accident in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. I've only
I have.
Been in, really?
Yeah. A guy T-boned me.
Yikes. Okay, but what about getting in a car accident?
Sir?
We're close enough, and my son is so good. He's like, oh, you got to buckle up. And I'm like, we're fine. We're so close. He's
oh
like,
my
you gotta
God,
buckle up.
Already okay. bad dad.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's
I understand. No, it is the point, because you're trying to be cool, dad. And like, no matter what, the seatbelt's got to go on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And it does. It does. It goes on. So
Aaron, do you believe the seatbelt goes on? Neither do I.
It beeps at me if we don't.
Yeah, and then you just ignore it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so we're in the car. We're both buckled up. He's in the front seat.
It's double down on the lie.
Technically illegal because he's in the front seat. No booster, but we're doing. You know, he likes it. And so sometimes I go and I get the mailbox. I check the mail.
Okay.
Drive by the mailbox. And then sometimes he's like, hey, can we do an extra lap kind of around the neighborhood? Like go the long way? And I'm like, of course, we can. Because it's fun. He's the coolest thing ever. He's almost five. He's like, I'm in the front seat of a car. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I do remember that being a big deal.
I remember sitting in my dad's lap and like grabbing onto the wheel.
That's I remember doing the same thing, super much more illegal than what he's doing.
Yeah, but have you done it?
What's more illegal?
Having him sit in your lap and drive.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't.
Because my dad used to let me do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, but back then, like, you're not as old as I am, but there was no airbags. Now it's like, if something were to happen in the air, like, your kid is like just a smudge on your shirt.
No, I haven't let him sit and drive. I've let him kind of drive from the passenger, just kind of put his hand on the wheel, and I let him shift the gears, like, put it in reverse, and I help him kind of do that. So, because my wife's a car woman, I'm not.
Can I pause
you
one more time?
Introduce him a little.
Yeah. You've dubbed this good dad, bad dad, who's to say?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like people to start texting in right now whether you think up to this point if he's a good dad or a bad dad, because you've described sometimes I let him hold my beer while we're driving. Sometimes I let him open the beer. Sometimes I let him make my makers in seven.
That's I don't drink that.
Oh,
that's
I was projecting maybe.
Yeah, okay. So he asked if we can go the long way around the neighborhood, and I say that's fine because we're having fun. So we're driving and we're going by, and we go by kind of our neighbor's house where some of his buddies live, his little friends. They're like about the same age, and they're out front playing.
Ooh.
So I stop out front and I roll my window down. I'm like, "Hey guys!" And then they're like, "Oh, Leo, hey!" And then Leo's in the front seat waving at him. He's like, "What up, guys?" Like. I'm riding in the front seat. And so I'm like, I'm giving him street cred. Like, this is awesome. Those kids they're going nuts. They're like, did you see Leo? He's in the front seat. Like, this is crazy. But then I'm driving home. I'm like, I'm feeling so good because I'm like, he looked cool in front of his friends. But they're going to tell their parents, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And they don't know that we were just coming from the mailbox. They just think we let Leo ride in the front seat. They think that that's how we do it. No, it was a special thing. So good dad, bad dad. Who's to say,
Texters,
really?
Text good dad or bad dad to 51059. Aaron?
They're all bad.
That's bad.
Because they're going to tell their parents?
Of course. It's not even about that. Like,
the whole thing's bad? I thought it was kind of it's bad. It's a father-son.
No, I actually think it's good.
The bonding part is cool, but once you try it for street cred...
That's on the other family they assumed. That doesn't involve...
No, he stopped and did the street cred thing, rolled the windows down.
It's like going to school with Starbucks. You did that with your kids all the time.
Mm. Not all the time. A bulk of the time. No, it's...
I think it's fine.
Did he have sunglasses on?
He always does.
Bad dad.
Why?
Because now he's just... Like, you've let him be... He's sitting there with his Air Jordans up on the dash and Ray-Bans on, and he rolled by smoking a J.
That's a cool kid.
Yeah. I'm going to hang out with that kid.
This will become a new thing for you.
Okay.
Do you want a theme song?
Give me 4 weeks.
Good dad or bad dad to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we found something on Reddit. And I don't know, are we going to force Aaron to quiz us on? Like, it's basically...
I don't know. Or do we just come clean?
Mm.
Okay, you can come... It's basically... And we want you to text in with yours. What makes a guy instantly unattractive? And Tiak, of all things, Mr. Perfect...
I don't call myself that. Everyone else does, but not me.
You definitely...
That's one of the icks.
We can admit, Aaron, that he tries real hard to be squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Like, you make sure everyone knows how good you are. Like, you do two things simultaneously.
Okay.
You're very good.
Okay.
But you're like the guy dropping a Rolex into the Salvation Army bucket. Like, if you were just dropping the Rolex, you would just drop it. But you're like,
it's an oyster band on this one.
Right. Like, you make sure that we all know how good you are.
Okay. I guess. But I try to be good, and I just try to be honest.
Okay. I'm just saying, when I looked at this list.
Aaron's so icked out, I can't even look at her.
It's an alternate universe. Mm-hmm. We're in what do we call it? The multiverse.
Okay.
There is no AHAC. There is no Leo. There is no Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
That strapping young man is wide open and single. Would you date? Do you think you could date a dude? Like, I don't want to sway it with the way I asked the question. Could you?
Yeah, you definitely did sway it a little bit because mentioning them made me think about like, oh yeah, he always gets flowers, but I'm not supposed to remember that. That's
right.
Not supposed to.
Well, no, you can remember that because he might still be that dude, but it's just like.
But I don't know that.
Yeah, but I'm saying knowing what you do know about him, like we're all coworkers and just it's like.
His Chick-fil-A sauce addiction.
You guys made that pact, like, if we both hit 30 and we're still single, let's get hitched. And it's like, oh my God, I'm turning 30.
Yeah,
next
I
month.
Think I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You would date that? Yeah. That guy right there.
Yeah.
Over what? This guy. Okay.
You didn't
would
say
you date
that.
Me or him? Which one?
With that attitude, him.
Good. Have him. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's
what? I'm
you,
so what?
Aaron, he just be honest.
Hey, he hasn't raised his voice.
You're right, but I'm also...
I've kept the perfect level
I'm
of...
Very, don't you... You strike me as somebody who wants a bad... No, you've probably done too many bad boys, and now you... So, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I want, so...
I don't have that gear. I don't have the bad boy
at all.
I don't have... Yeah, I can't pretend. I can't...
Except when I looked at this list, the first one that struck me is cruel to animals, and that's you.
I'm not cruel
not
to animals.
Not intentionally cruel... But just aloofly cruel. Sorry. Like, you're
because he doesn't know how to handle them. And that's weird to me.
He doesn't have empathy. He doesn't love animals.
Yeah.
He doesn't hate them. He wouldn't kick a puppy. I don't want anybody
But he wouldn't
PETA.
Walk up to a puppy to pet it.
No, God, no.
Like, yes, I did it just the other day. We were at a get together nearby by the dog park.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of dogs.
That
and
dog
it came over
shoved
and-
its head so far into your crotch that you didn't have a choice. I'm going to tell you this.
I let him. Yeah, I let him.
Erin, if she knew exactly where that was, she'd leave the show right now and just go play with the dogs.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where it is.
Okay. Yeah. Like, Tiak gives zero Fs about dogs. You are like a dog. You're like, yeah. Squirrel. You just, yeah. Like, if there's dogs, Erin goes. She mm-hmm. is, yeah. you're unintentionally cruel to animals.
I don't think I'm cruel. I wasn't raised with animals. My dad grew up on a farm, so he was always saying, like, well, animals are for outside. Animals do jobs. Animal, like, you don't just bring an animal into the house. And so that's, I have that half of me in me. I never had dogs until my wife. So that's my defense.
Okay. What one do you think you are?
I definitely spit on the ground.
Why?
I spit on the ground. Why? All the
time.
I do too. All the time. I have to.
Wait, look, if like I am now taking pretty significant walks every day, and there's
swallow
a time
your
where the,
spit, bud.
What? No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Why do you need to spit?
Erin, oh my God, I will ruin this argument for you in just a minute. Just get.
Try your hardest.
Okay. Do you want to bet? That I'll bet you anything you want to bet that I will win this argument.
Try.
No, I will. Okay. When do you spit?
When I'm outside, walking to the park, walking around, spit outside.
Lactic acid starts to build up a little bit, and you get that. It's not regular spit. It's like foamy spit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and you just gotta get it out.
Yeah.
I try not to spit on something somebody's gonna walk on, so I'll try to spit into the grass or into the street. Where a car is just going to run over it, and it's just going to be a part of...
Why is your spit foamy? I think there are deeper issues
you know
here.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I do.
Have you ever gone on a long bike ride? You're just like...
Bike ride, no.
Oh, God. Or a run?
Yeah.
You don't have the foamy, weird spit?
No.
Oh, my God.
And if you're saying that you need to go on a long bike ride to get foamy spit, and you're just walking around the neighborhood and you get foamy spit... We have other issues.
No, I'm saying there's a couple different places.
That's true.
I said
walking to the park.
Right.
Your park is two houses away.
You said Tour de France. Okay. I said walking to the park.
I know. But I'm just saying it can happen.
No.
The foamy spit. Just,
swallow, bud.
No, I'm not swallowing it. I promise you.
It's a bad habit. Or like shoveling. That's another one. If I'm ever shoveling snow.
Oh, yeah, because you're cold. And it's just, it is. It's lactic acid. It like, it makes you need to spit.
Mm. I'm disappointed.
Are you ready for me to win the argument?
Was that not it?
No, I'm not even close to winning it. Oh. I'm going to win it right now.
Go ahead.
Would you or would you not work your way from top to bottom through the Colorado Avalanche roster?
Yes, I would.
Watch those boys on the bench.
They're spinning because they're working hard and they're getting punched in the jaw and they're bleeding and I need to help them.
The park's pretty rough.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to talk about...
Condescending. Interesting.
Oh my God. Are you saying this about me?
Maybe.
Erin, I think that's a very valid point. I think you're very smart. did you need to say anything else? There is Reddit had a thing where it was like, what habit instantly makes a guy unattractive? And we want you to text in to 51059 with your thing that's like, and Tiak admitted that he spits.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, it's a bad habit, but I do it all the time. And I try not, I even catch myself like when I'm walking my kid up to school, I feel myself having to spit. And then that's when I'm like, no, don't spit in front of the teachers, the other parents, like, and your son, like, don't let him see you spitting.
It is a little bit weird.
He's walking into school.
I know. It's like the Avalanche players is what I pointed out.
Yeah.
They do like a 30-second shift, but that whole time your legs are churning. Like if
you're
you were skated
hard,
as fast as they skate for 30 seconds, like your legs like require the most ass, like
legs are tree trunks.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They look like they're wearing 8 inches of pads and they're not. I've seen the boys with their pad and it's like, wow. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay.
You just getting out of your little Hyundai and walking 18 steps.
There's a hill.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So then the thing is this Reddit thread came up and we were just going to go through and see if T-Hack or I is more repulsive to the opposite sex, you know? And because he's adjacently cruel to animals just by being aloof and he spits on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Erin started reading the rest of the list out loud while...
I'm feeling great.
While staring... So I feel like you brought this up because you know most of these things are me, and only two of them are you.
No, there's probably some more that might.
What ones do you think are me, Aaron?
Okay, boss.
No, there's no boss. There's no boss.
There's a little bit of alpha mentality, but in this situation, you are. We always call you the quarterback. Your name is the show. Like,
mine
there are.
I didn't ask for that.
I didn't say that you did. I'm just saying that is what is perceived. There's a little truth behind it, but that's because there has to be.
You think I'm alpha in real life? Yeah. Where I'm just.
But I think it's also because
Aries too. You're the same.
Kind of. But you just kind of draw attention because you're louder. It's not bad. I don't mean this as a bad thing. You just, people gravitate to you because you're
instantly unattractive is what it says. So it's like being the alpha, if I'm genuinely perceived
I think you're the alpha in the good way. This alpha BS is like pretending to be macho man.
Okay, I'm definitely not that.
Mm. Yeah.
You're like life of the party is what I think. Like when you walk in, it's like, oh, Slacker's here.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to cut this short if you guys don't stop blowing sunshine up my butt. Because
you suck.
People texting in are going to go like, is this whole thing just to
you are a little condescending. And that's one of the things.
Do you know what that means?
Like, how am I condescending? Like when Tiak orders a steak wrong?
Yeah. You scarred him for life on that one.
Because you should see Tiak order at a restaurant if I'm there. Yeah. He writes it on a napkin and throws it at the server going, please don't say this.
It's a lot like a hostage negotiation. keep it on the down low.
So I'm condescending. What else is wrong with me?
You interrupt a lot in sometimes with like unrelated things. You just want it to be about you.
Oh, are you done? I wanted to make sure you got that whole point out.
Thank you.
We all interrupt on this show,
don't we? I would do that one, too. I would count.
He just interrupted me just right there.
You get called out for it more, though.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Because you're the alpha. You're the life of the party, boss.
You haven't said the one that I thought I was going to get busted for.
The dangerous aggressive driving.
Oh my God, are you just going to keep naming ones?
Yeah, well, I don't do that.
We were literally on a phone call with you, and we heard this honking, and we were like, and then it went quiet. We're like, are you okay? What just happened?
I almost died.
Yes.
But not because of me.
I don't know. We didn't see it.
I forgot about that.
I literally almost died. You guys would have been on the phone when I died. A car fully cut
me off.
It was
so scary.
Because a bus, it doesn't matter. But it's like, have you ever been driving and then a bus goes, it drives me nuts that there's not places for buses to pull over, but I'm on 104 and the bus just goes, oh, there's a person. Locks him up. Well, I'm in the lane next to the bus, so I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen. But the person directly behind the bus goes, oh, they stopped. I'll just get over. And they just got over in front of me. And if I didn't lock him up, I would have T-boned him. Because they were just like, deet, and they never even looked. So then I had to let them know.
That honk was like 10 seconds long.
I know. A little beep, that doesn't let them know. If you beep means the lights
green. But the beeps are what get your attention. So you're supposed to beep, 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 beep kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
It's like I almost died. So I just put my hand through the. Okay.
You're
so
kind
that's
of
all.
Acting
are those
superior.
All of mine? Are we done? Are we done? Is there any more that you think are
yeah,
me?
Yeah. I just said you're kind of acting superior.
Tiak, do you have anything on there that you'd like to?
I think jokingly putting others down. I kind of do that one. That's a guy thing.
Okay,
that's how.
Yeah, but there's a fine line between like having fun and having some realness behind it.
Mm. Like having to apologize after you always know you went a little
but
too
I don't
far.
Apologize.
Mm.
And then there's another
alphas
word.
Don't have to.
Drinking too much and or getting angry over nothing.
Being super negative is on there. Everyone in this room is that. Everyone in this room is that, said the alpha.
Yeah. Yes.
And making everything sexual.
We all do that, though.
Put on your little French maid outfit, T-Hack.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging.
MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. All right. Everybody on the count of three, say your number.
Hold on. Let me count. I don't have a number.
Are you really going to say it? Would you say your body count on
Absolutely.
The air? Absolutely. You would? Hold on. Just number them in your phone, weirdo. Mine's numbered in my phone.
Well, because I have gaps.
You both have lists?
Yeah. You don't.
I don't know that mine's long enough to make a list. More like a grouping.
I bet your body count.
Hold on. I can't. How do I number them?
Here's the thing.
I'm so confused.
There's a story out that says one in
Go
four.
Go to page eight.
I just numbered them when I did it.
Oh.
Hold on. I never know how to find mine. It's not called body count in my phone.
Oh, mine is?
What? Is it really called that? There's my body count.
Wow. Okay.
Along with measurements for a love seat. And one of the best texts I ever got.
Oh.
All on the same note?
What do you do with your notes app? Like, I just have different weird things. Here's my Wi-Fi password.
Oh, I have a whole note dedicated to passwords everywhere. Mine, my mother's, my sister's, you guys. Like,
do you understand
door
how
codes.
To do that? Do you have my password? Because I gave you my password recently.
I didn't add that one in, though.
Liar.
I didn't.
You know what's, this drives me crazy because my parents are very aged mm-hmm. and they have like an envelope where they've written every password mm-hmm. on it and it's under the keyboard of their computer.
Smart, so they don't lose it.
Yeah, that is smart.
Do we understand that, like, when the Xfinity or CenturyLink or whatever technician comes over, your bank account, right? It's all like, I'm not accusing those guys, but like, you don't do that. And you have the exact same thing. You take your iPhone in to the Apple genius. I'm not saying they're crooked, but it's like, oh, here's her body count and here's her password to chase. Like,
on the same. Yeah, but where else are you going to keep it? There's so many damn passwords
There's so many passwords.
You got to reset it every six months. You're like, I'm getting, every time I log into like some apps that I have, it makes me reset the password just because it's been so long since I've logged in. And it's like, I didn't even know the password, what it was to begin with. Now I have to reset it.
Don't you just get a password app. Like now passwords. Oh my God, we're supposed to be talking about body count and instead it's IT talk. You're listening to the Slacker Show's IT talk. Yeah,
hot and steamy.
Line one, what do you need?
I literally have T-Hack's door code and his Wi-Fi.
All right, let's hear his door code.
Well,
Is it the front door? Is it eight?
Oh, okay. All right.
It's only four digits, so we literally
it could be more.
No, it can't. You know, yeah, mine can. Mine's six digit.
Yeah, mine. I'm sure mine could be.
It's not. Okay. If let's start here.
Yes.
Do you hide your body count?
No.
Because like you're out on the dating scene. I'm out on the dating scene. I don't know.
No,
that...
I don't believe in lying. So if someone were to ask me, I would be honest.
If somebody point blank you, you would just say,
yeah.
But has anyone point?
Like, no, it doesn't really come up anymore. I think there's more acceptance. I don't think we're all the way there yet, but I think there's more acceptance with like, go have fun and I'm not going to hold the past against you.
Right. Because it used to be guys would inflate their number.
Mm-hmm.
Girls would deflate their number.
Yeah.
Because for some reason it's better if our number's bigger.
I don't know. Would we inflate it to women or just to other guys?
Both, I think. I think we're trying to, it's like a resume enhancer. You want to tell the girl, like, you're going to want to waste your time with me. I've got some skills. Do you know what I mean? And then with the girl, she's like, you're going to want to waste your time with me. This is practically a new car.
I'm helpless.
This is certified refurbished. You know what I mean? This is like
insane.
One of the Lexus vehicles that they've done all the 110 point inspection and they extended the warranty on all the, you don't even have to kick these tires. These tires have barely been kicked.
But I would think if you're out there, like everyone's dating, everyone's meeting, everyone's on the apps, that it wouldn't come up or it wouldn't.
Did it come up with you and your wife? Do you know her number?
I think I do, yeah. I mean,
I would say it hasn't. It shouldn't have changed.
Well, I don't know that I remember it because I'm kind of on the same school of thought of Aaron. Is like, that's the past.
Remember it.
Vaguely. I know, yeah, vaguely.
Was her number bigger or littler than yours?
It was littler than mine. But I inflated mine a bunch, so who knows?
I wish we got to get the cameras in here because T-Egg just did the most amazing thing with his eyebrows.
I know,
like,
it was nice.
I inflated
it
a bunch.
It was very cartoon. Oh, it was perfect.
So who's got the littlest number in this room?
T-Hack.
You truly believe that?
Yeah.
But he was a basketball player. He was a jock.
Mm.
Like, didn't...
For like a year.
And he was in theater.
Yeah. Does that help?
No, that probably... You're right. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He had a mustache, so that goes down.
Okay. With the bleached hair.
Oh, yeah. He had frosted tips.
No, just I bleached everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Everything.
Carpet and the...
Just the hair.
Okay. I
think it's going to be T-Hack, me, Slacker.
You think mine's the biggest?
Yeah. I saw your list. It went on for a while.
It did not.
Scrolling.
That was other things on there.
Your thumb got exhausted.
Yeah, you brought out a second iPhone.
It literally fits in one screen.
So does mine.
Well, so does mine.
Nobody's surprised.
Okay.
Is TX two digits?
No. I don't know. No. No, no, no.
He's doing the eyebrow thing. Is yours three digits?
Yeah. Three or four?
I mean, I don't know. Do you want to say?
I don't care.
Do you think it matters?
No,
I don't. I don't think I want to say mine.
Well,
really?
But wouldn't you be, would you be weirded out if you were dating a guy? Like how soon into dating a guy does this come up? Or does it come up anymore at all?
It doesn't come up at all anymore, at least that I've experienced. It would be kind of a red flag if it was one of the earliest questions. But if we're like settled in together, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But I don't think it's a good question to ever ask because it doesn't.
I agree.
If we've had relations and you like what I'm doing and I like what you're doing, like I don't need to see how you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No good really comes of it. Less history and more mystery. I've heard that before.
Hmm.
But what would you do if your wife's, if she was like, yeah, I kind of went through a phase that I never told you about. My real number is 141.
It would have nothing Like, I mean, we're married. We
but
have
you
two
got
kids.
Married when she was very young, so she would have had to have packed 141 in.
But even more, I think, to what me and Aaron are saying is like, yeah, that's so long ago. She was very young. That would have that would have been so long ago.
But you have enough insecurity in you. I know it. We all know it.
I can pad my list even more, too.
No, but what if her real number was that? Like, I think there is a point if your number is astronomical where I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Or I kind of want...
Little like detail, yeah.
I want you to show me that you're certified refurbished. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to show, like, because something could be lurking underneath there. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess if you're just starting to date someone, I guess there's worries about, like, if you're sharing partners or whatever, multiple. But, like, I mean, now that we're married, it's... That I don't know. More mystery.
Okay.
Who cares?
So then do we want to say the numbers or not? Are we going to leave it mystery? Or are we going to...
I don't have a preference.
I don't know that I know mine. I definitely don't have a list. Like, you weirdos.
Is your list chronological?
Yes. Yes, it is. With ratings.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak and I are in a very precarious position right now. Because... There was this like Reddit thread that was like, what would men tell women is the hardest part about being a man? And it feels like, does anybody want to hear men go, you guys don't get how hard it is? You probably don't want to hear that. Cause it's like, but I don't think you ever think about, I think most people think we just got it easy.
Yeah.
I often think about how unfair the whole grand design is that you guys take way more. If guys were in pain and bleeding once a month, I can tell you society would be structured in a completely different way.
Yeah.
I think businesses would shut down during that time period.
Yeah.
We'd be like, I can't. You know what is happening to me right now? Like, it's not fair.
I agree. No, not at all. Not at all. There's a lot, especially when you have kids, there's a lot of unfairness going on there too.
Tons.
As you see her growing and struggling with the hormones and you're just like, I'm here too, I guess. Like, nothing changed for me. Not fair.
So when I was reading this thread, I was like, one of the things guys saying what's hard about being a guy is random body hair appearing everywhere. And I'm like, that's stupid. That happens to women too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as bad.
Yeah.
You don't suddenly go... What? Why in God's name do I need that much hair over each of my kidneys? Yeah. Why am I trying to keep my kidneys warm?
What were your ancestors doing?
What? But I mean, you guys get random hair.
Yeah, of course.
It happens to everybody. So I don't think that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Crying in front of people has the exact opposite effect.
I think that's a good one.
I think, like, that one is real.
There's
like,
a lot of pressure.
When a woman cries, people gravitate to her and like, are you okay? And when a guy cries, like, whoa.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you? You're such a wuss. I hate that.
Stop being a wuss.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of pressure to not cry.
Yeah,
correct.
You're like, and then you're crying. You're like, I'm sorry. As you're crying, because, like, I'm not supposed to be crying.
And
I hate that.
Here's another big one. And they said it differently, but I'm going to say it a little more broad. The amount of time I've thought about being perceived as a pedophile, I bet you women never ever think about it. Like, if I'm at Target because I like Legos and I'm in the Lego aisle and a kid is like, dad, you gotta see the new dad. And you look down at the kid and just smile. You're like, God, that's so cool, man. He loves Legos. And I'm like, oh my God, stop staring at the kid. Stop staring at the kid. Stop staring at the kid. It's like, if a woman stared at a kid and was like, smiling, it's like, oh.
I will literally have conversations with random kids at Target.
Yeah, okay.
There was a little 4-year-old girl who grabbed my leg and like hugged me. And I was like, I don't know who this is, but okay. And the mom was just like, sorry, she's a people person. And I was like, it's fine. I've got nephews, whatever. And we just like looked at, I think I was
in
the laundry section.
If I genuflect and give that kid a hug, what happens?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, or if they're hugging your leg, like, get away from him.
Right, 100%. Yeah. It's not fair, but it's not the end of the world. But it is like, how often do you, like, if you're just sitting at the park watching your own kids,
Or I think about
you're
this.
Like, that was mine. I swear to God, that was mine. I'm not watching your kid. I'm just watching my kid. He's right there. I have a kid. That's mine. I had relations with a woman, and we made that kid. That's my kid. I'm not a creep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think about it too when I'm just out with my son or even both kids sometimes, because when I'll take him out and we'll do something fun, we'll go get a burger or whatever, and then I'm like, I wonder if everyone around me just figures like, oh, this is the dad, the divorced dad who never sees his son, and the one time he does, he takes him to get ice cream, and it's all good. And it's like, I have this whole scenario in my head. Reality, people just didn't even notice I'm there is probably the truth, but I'm like, in my head, like, there's pressure. It's
but
like,
I don't
it feels
think
weird.
A woman, like, I know, I said this at the beginning, we're dudes complaining about how hard it is to be a dude. It's not hard.
No.
But I'm just saying,
no,
do
but
you
it
ever
is,
think like
it that? Is nice to get that perspective, because I've never thought like that.
Because when you take Patrick out for ice cream, you're just like,
oh, I,
it's just, yeah. Anti, you're not even inventing scenarios.
No.
You're just like, we're just out having a kick-ass time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are inventing.
I'm trying to flash my wedding ring around. Like, no, like, the mom knows.
We're
like,
still.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other big one is that Tiak and I were talking about. We don't know how to get a compliment.
Yeah. And I have said that I try to compliment, especially dudes, more often. If I have any sort of positive thought in my head about someone, I tell him.
You should be careful.
Why?
Because we immediately think you want to have sex. Because we're so bad at getting compliments that if you go,
it's
oh
rare,
my God, you
yeah.
look really good in that shirt. It's like, oh, do I? You'd look good out of that shirt. Because we don't know. We go from 0 to 60. It's like, you're showing us an ounce of attention. We're like, you clearly want my body.
Because I think the majority, my experience, majority of women want nothing to do with me, you,
correct.
All men.
Yes.
It's like, they're not interested.
Because we're predators and we never leave them alone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think it's we feel uncomfortable accepting the compliment, and it feels like we're out of our normal league now. Because it feels like, yeah, you're interested.
Have you found that? Like, if you compliment a dude, are they just suddenly like, whoa?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
You're not reading the room.
I guess not.
I'm just saying, like, with us in this room, you're our sister.
Yeah, it's
different
here.
Mm-hmm. But, like,
yeah. I don't know now.
Well, because guys don't compliment each other. So
ever.
We're not ever. And if anything, we say something mean to each other as a roundabout way to somehow be a compliment.
Because I've found.
Look who showed up. Right. You know, like, they'll let anyone
look
in here.
The cat puked up.
Yeah.
I found recently when I've complimented you, you sort of implode. You don't know what to do. You're just like, what?
No, because like you compliment my skin often.
Yeah.
And you're the only person who's ever done that. Male, female, anything.
Aaron does it too.
That is it.
Yeah. Aaron thinks you have good skin.
There was someone else that did too. We were at dinner with them.
Oh, yeah.
In Cherry Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm? That was my eyebrows.
Oh, those are your eyebrows.
See, I remember every single compliment that's ever happened to me.
And you wanted to sleep with that person.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. What would you guys do if you got a pizza and it was cold and it wasn't cut?
Is it a frozen pizza?
When you find out what they did, it's how they ended up on Stupendously Stupid Stories.
Mm.
Not a good reaction.
I've got a story that, you know Forky from
Forky.
Toy Story?
Oh, yeah.
He would be so upset. Or proud?
Okay.
Don't know.
The Slacker Show's Stupendously Stupid Stories.
A museum in where is this? Where are the Dutch from?
Is that Holland?
Yeah, that's Holland, yeah.
I always get it confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
Accent?
Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I don't know. My college, we were the Dutch.
Okay.
It's in Pella. It's like a Dutch town.
Okay, so
what
do they sound like?
Clonk, clonk. They have the wood shoes, so they just clonk, 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 clonk.
Okay, here's the thing. You just keep making that sound while Aaron tells her story. Go.
I was going to say Guten Morgen. That's German. Okay, anyways.
There it is.
A museum in Holland.
Okay.
They realized there was a piece missing.
A piece? A piece of art?
A piece of art was completely gone.
Oh, God.
And they were like, oh, no, what happened? It turns out that the staff thought it was trash. And they just threw it away.
One of those artsy things where somebody had a banana peel as art?
Yeah, it was, like cans.
Banana peeling.
They were just like tin cans.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it.
I don't.
They were just tin cans?
I don't
and
know.
And that's art?
I don't know if it was tin, but they like looked like tin cans. And
so
they
somebody
were like,
just was like, somebody left their
oh yeah,
their
oh,
Coors Light, their silver
here.
Bullets.
Let me toss it.
Okay, so we set off the alarms for nothing?
Yeah. And then they ended up having to dig through the trash, find them. And then
and
they
then put them back out.
Yeah.
Now it's even
double
more
trash.
Realistic art. Yeah.
How degrading to the artist. We're like, was this it? No. Keep looking. That's just gum wrappers.
Okay, my story comes out of Florida! Let's go! So a woman got her Domino's pizza, and when it arrived, it was cold and uncut. She asked for a refund, and they said no, so she got in her car and drove to the establishment.
Why would you not give a refund? Okay, I'm kind of on her side so far.
Well, but, you know, you get more flies with honey. So she rolls up to the store, begins destroying things, including
oh, no.
the store's phone, and then hurled the cold slab of pizza at the employee.
Oh, no.
Turns out that a cold, uncut pizza, not a crime, destroying the Domino's and hitting the employees with cold, uncut pizza is a crime.
Mm.
So she's going to the poker.
So she ordered a pizza so she could have a nice, relaxing night at home without leaving the house, get under the covers, and ended up at the pizza place.
Yep.
Not relaxed
Correct.
At all.
No.
Unfortunately for her, it was pizza night at jail.
Hey, at least it was warm pizza.
She got what she wanted. Those are all these stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.